This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll be hearing our November update from Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Changes have happened on both the state and federal level since the last time we heard from Don, and today we'll be discussing how things look for transportation and infrastructure since the election on November 8th. A lot has happened since the last month that we talked. First of all, we had the election results, President-elect Trump, so we'll start off there and touch on what transportation is going to look like with him in office.
Well, you know, the exciting part about it is that one of the things that President-elect Trump had made as part of his platform, and he talked about it quite a bit during the campaign, was his commitment to improve the nation's infrastructure. He made a commitment basically saying that during his term in office, they will spend $1 trillion, that's a T, you know, for road, bridge construction, repair, improving the waterways, airports, rail, what have you, all part of our nation's infrastructure. What do we need to do to make these improvements, which are the backbone of the economy? To say that we've kind of ignored our infrastructure is a major understatement. I think most people will say the same thing. We haven't seen a commitment from Washington for years in terms of trying to put a full-blown aggressive program together. You know, it's almost like that Trump has said that, you know, his goal is to have this enthusiasm to put a transportation or an infrastructure program together, kind of like on par with what Eisenhower did when we developed the interstate highways back in the 50s. Do something bold to get us ahead. And if you've been to foreign countries, you've seen it, especially in Europe. Using modern technology, using, you know, and staying ahead of the ballgame in terms of developing the backbone of your system, you know, be it rail, be it roads, be it waterways, be it air, whatever. They all play a part in terms of getting our economy moving. And so I think a lot of people are applauding that. A lot of people are not too excited about, you know, Trump here and there, but they really are excited about the fact that, you know, we haven't heard that kind of talk about infrastructure in a long, long time. So it should be real exciting to, you know, to see what happens. In Trump's favor is the fact that he has a Republican Congress. So he will be probably met with fairly open arms when he puts a plan together and takes it to Congress. The big thing is that a lot of this will trickle down. I mean, it will be, of course, yeah, we'll see, you know, interstate highways. We'll see airports improved. We'll see waterways improved. We call it intermodal because they all work together nowadays. Grain haulers should be happy because they know that if the president-elect is talking about infrastructure, that means he's going to maybe make a commitment to the waterways.
I want to move on to talking about transportation funding on the state level, because this is something we were talking about in the months coming up to the election, the Safe Roads Amendment, and that did pass.
You know, and it kind of ties into what it's a double whammy. I mean, the fact is that the Safe Roads Amendment, which we started working on, you know, well, laid the groundwork for it about a year ago. And to really get it moving was in the last days of the legislative session back in the spring, just to get it on the ballot. And then you had the whole battle to inform the public of what it did, because anyone who went to the ballot box and read the initiative, it was the first thing on the ballot, but if you read it, you would sit there and say, I don't know what this says, but, you know, if it's saying that they got to spend the money, you know, for what it's intended, then by golly, yeah, what's pass it. So, you know, that kind of groundswell support that came in for Trump also came in for the Safe Roads Amendment. Safe Roads Amendment got 79% of the vote, way more than it was ever needed. And despite the fact that there were a whole group, whole bunch of groups out there that were opposed to it, because they wanted the status quo. You know, they wanted to be able to say, we're going to sweep that money out of transportation, and we're going to use it for something else. Well, people are saying that, you know what, this is a truth in taxation amendment is what it was. If you're going to tell me you're going to tax me and use that money for this or that, then, you know, by golly, yeah, let's do it. Now we're going to have to hold their feet to the fire. And there's a lot of groups that are out there saying now, well, we're gonna be all sorts of problems. Because, you know, this money that we've been taking away from the road funds for years, well, now, where are we going to find our money? Well, then work on it, you know. And that's basically our response. You know, this is transportation's money. This is the people's money to fix, you know, maintain roads, bridges, and everything else. And that's where it's supposed to go. You know, the Safe Roads Amendment is it's not just an Illinois thing. It's now been passed and put into law, or basically into the Constitution, in over 30 states. Missouri did it a couple years ago. Wisconsin just did it. A couple other states passed it a couple weeks ago during the November election. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, it's not just an Illinois thing. It's a national movement. And the truth in taxation is very important to a lot of people.
Well, I would assume if that many states are doing this, it's working. So my question is, now that it has been passed, how long will it be before we start to see the changes in the work being done on our infrastructure? Is that all going to come down to who's in office and the talks that they have?
Well, probably. I mean, the Safe Roads Amendment passed. Basically, it's not effective for, you know, quite a while before really it kicks in. Probably we won't see it in this next budget year. But it will start showing up in the next budget year and kind of ties into these behind-the-scenes movement efforts to move ahead with the state capital program. We haven't had a state capital program for well over a decade, and that's what we would call a big gutsy program where there's bonding, there's major funding that goes in for a lot of this work. And there's a lot of, obviously, there's plenty of projects that have been identified that could be included in this. And the idea of a state capital program has been pushed, not just by Governor Rauner, but it's been pushed by a lot of other groups out there. So it kind of ties into, hey, you know, we got to make, you know, so many of the projects that we do, depend on federal funding has to have matching money. It's not 50-50, maybe it's 20-80, 90-10, what have you. But to get the federal money, you got to put up some state money. And, you know, the idea is let's be a little bit more aggressive in terms of getting this funding, put together a state capital improvement program that maybe is going to be a 5-year or a 7-year program, sell bonds, and the you know, proceeds from the bonds can be used to go over and above a regular maintenance, you know, budget that we have now. Because right now what we have is just enough, a bare minimum. And that's, you know, to do repaving, to maintain what we have, but not to really move ahead. And so, you know, this would be an ideal opportunity to tie the state capital program in with, you know, a federal infrastructure plan, and really see, you know, great jumps, great movement made in terms of dealing and fixing up our transportation infrastructure, be it roads, waterways, rail, you know, air, what have you.
You mentioned that's been several years since we've seen the state capital program, but just to describe it a little bit more, it sounds like it really is an outline. You have projects in place of where you want to go.
Yeah, and you got to have the money to do it. So, you know, and a lot of times these programs, the last program, the money ran out a couple of years ago. And I mean, but we're talking a plan that lasted, you know, 7 years, I think it was. But then we stopped. I mean, we never, you know, the legislature did not come back and say, okay, this was a great idea. We're glad we did it. Let's move ahead and get some leadership and get another plan to go through the General Assembly. Because to do that, you do need a lot of support. Well, everyone knows what the General Assembly and the past administrations have kind of been like, and there's been, you know, upheaval, topsy-turvy, and no one has been able to get agreement on much of anything. So to do that, it's going to take a lot of work.
And once again, that post-election transportation update comes from Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.